Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there, welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. If you're new here, this is a show hosted by myself and my son, Brock Johnson. Together, we talk about all things related to growing and building and starting a business that helps you to live more fully, where you don't have to work your face off. We talk about social media. We talk about things that most people find unsexy, but are really important when it comes to the foundational pieces of your business. And on Tuesdays, we release an episode that we call a Quick Tip Tuesday. Thursdays, we go into more depth. Today, we're going to talk about something really annoying that's happening to probably just about everybody. It's probably happening to you, which is why you're listening based on the title, and that is dealing with the spammers and the bots on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Let's get to it. I already know you're a really smart person. That's why you're listening to a podcast where instead of trying to figure this out yourself, you're going to the so-called expert, the person in the know, to save yourself time, money, and effort, because your time is best spent working on growing your business, not trying to figure out the ins and outs of social media platforms, which is why I want to encourage you, if you haven't already, to check out Insta Club Hub. It is the monthly membership that Brock and I run together, and it is tremendously time-saving if you're trying to grow your brand, specifically on Instagram. That's where we focus, is Instagram, although a lot of what we teach can transfer over to both Facebook and TikTok. We primarily focus on Instagram because that's our jam. You can learn more about it by clicking on the link at the top of our show notes or just go to instaclubhub.com. We have a $7 trial right now that allows you to binge hundreds of videos for 2 weeks straight for just $7. If you like it, you can continue. If not, you can cancel. No strings attached. And literally right now for $7, you can binge for 2 weeks massive tons of content that'll help boost your Instagram engagement. But today, you and I, we are talking about the bots. What about the bots that drive you freaking crazy, right? I mean, here's what I'll do. I'll post something on Instagram, and you know how you do. Like, you post it up, and then you check back like a couple minutes later just to see, like, is it working? Did it post? Has anyone liked it? Has anyone left a comment? And I will do this so often. I'll look, and I'll see, oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. I just posted this a couple minutes ago, and I already have 42 comments. What the heck? This is taking off, and I've already got so many likes, only to find out that those comments are from, oh, you guessed it, the spam bots. And they're getting really good with these comments. They're really long comments, which, as you've probably noticed, you yourself, when you're looking at maybe an influencer, someone who has a lot of followers, if you go and look at their comments, the ones that you tend to focus on aren't the couple of word comments. We tend to gravitate and want to look at those comments that are longer, where it's like several sentences or like a big giant paragraph, because you're like, ooh, here's somebody saying something. They have something to say about this post. And it's our natural tendency to want to go read that because we assume it's just how our brains work. This must be something very profound or controversial. Here's someone who has something to say. The bots have figured that out. So what they're doing is writing these really long comments that are a little bit vague in the beginning. It might say something to the effect of, before meeting you, I was distrustful of everyone. Your loyalty and dedication and kindness speaks volumes above everyone else. Thank you, Alexa Wealth Building _ Bitcoin Wealth Manager, for helping to put $2,797 in my pocket of today. Like, they're always just like a little bit off on their English, but they suck you in because it's like kind of complimentary. And then it's not until the very bottom that you realize that they're just referring to the same, again, Instagram account that's not a real person. And it's a bot. First, let's talk about why this happens and who this is happening to. More often than not, you're going to see this happening to anyone who's got a larger account, over 10,000 followers. The bigger the account, the more bots are going to be attracted to that account. happens to people with verified accounts, anyone who has over 10,000 followers. I've seen it happen to people who have under 300 followers. It might be based on a hashtag. It might be based on an emoji that you've used. It might be based on search engine optimization of a word or a phrase that you've used in your caption. It might be because of the type of accounts that you follow, the type of accounts that follow you. It may be because of the number of followers that you have, because you're verified. There's a whole variety of reasons of why you specifically have been targeted. I would like to suggest to you to not even try to figure it out because it's irrelevant. They just show up. Sometimes they show up when you use a hashtag. Sometimes they show up when you don't use a hashtag. When and where they're going to show up is unpredictable as a drunk cowboy. That's where they're showing up pretty much everywhere. And the next question is, why are they doing this? Why will you suddenly get tons of new followers and you look and they are, it's seemingly like fake profiles. Like the picture looks legit. The name might even look legit, but then you go and look at the account and it's like they haven't made any posts or it's a private account. And it can seem kind of confusing. Like, why are these people following me? Why are these people all leaving comments? Well, the number one reason why they're doing this is to garner attention. So if I make a post and 14 people suddenly show up and all 14 of them are writing really long comments about some quote-unquote Bitcoin wealth manager or whatever, you will notice every single one of those bots is referencing the same account. Even though the comment may be different, some comments may be longer, shorter, they're all referencing some other account. If you think about this, it's a pretty smart tactic because when we go and look at someone else's post that we find interesting, you tend to look at other people's comments, not always, but we tend to look at other people's comments before we make a comment. And the marketing geniuses behind these bots are tapping into this very strange social media phenomenon where we're afraid to have our own opinion, where we develop an opinion after reading everyone else's opinion. And I'm not pointing fingers. Like, this is a legitimate thing. We all do it. I've caught myself doing it. Like, recently, I'm going to digress here for a second. Recently, I listened to a, if you're into pop culture at all, I listened to an interview with Jamie Lynn Spears, that is Britney Spears' sister. And she had done an interview talking about how everyone in the world, everyone on the planet is like angry with her for not doing enough to, quote, free Britney. And I thought to myself after listening to that interview, people need to cut this girl some slack. Like, she grew up in the same very dysfunctional, very bizarre home. She experienced her own very real, very legitimate traumas. How can anyone expect for her to have the tools to save her sister when she had the same MIA parents, the same alcoholic father, and she had her own host of traumas and just horrible experiences? Like, why are we holding this girl responsible? And that's what I was thinking. And I was just about to comment that. And then I went to the comment section and I noticed like every single person was coming for Jamie Lynn. And if there was like even one person who was like, gosh, I can see Jamie Lynn's side of the story, everyone was like attacking her. And so I did it myself. I filtered myself. I'm like, I'm not going to have all these Britney fans coming for me just because I feel sorry for both girls. And I do. I did exactly what the bots know that we're going to do. They know that we're going to read through comments to get a sense or a feel for what are people saying so that I don't say the wrong thing. It's an effective tool for them because they know that if they post 10 comments or even 5 comments on a popular account, that people are going to read through those comments and it's giving them eyeballs. So it's free advertising for them. I don't know if anyone actually ever clicks on those or thinks that this mythical, magical Bitcoin wealth manager is going to put $2,903.67 into for my wallet from meeting you. Thank you. The question is, what do you need to do? And does this harm your account? No, it doesn't harm your account. It doesn't harm your engagement. It doesn't harm anything. It really doesn't. Certainly not the way that buying followers or buying comments or buying likes will. Those things will definitely hurt you. But this is just somebody else targeting you, and there's no harm in it other than it can be annoying. And yes, it's a distraction from your message, and it's a distraction from your followers. Here's what I would suggest you do. Number one, don't worry about blocking them because these accounts usually are just set up for a day or two, And you'll notice that each time you get the spam bots, it's from a whole new slew of bots. And they're usually targeting a completely new account. So don't even waste a second blocking any of them. Can you or should you delete their comments? You can. You don't need to, but you can. If I notice that I've just made a post and a whole bunch of those bots have shown up, and that's what people are going to be reading first, I will delete as many of them as I can in like 2 minutes. And after that, it's over. I'm not going to waste any more time doing it. I don't care. Sometimes I choose to interact with them and make funny comments to get more engagement. Because they're usually like the first or second comments to show up under your post, they'll leave one of those stupid, completely unrelated to the caption or unrelated to what I've just posted. They'll leave one of those comments and I'll jump in and respond to them and say, oopsie, I think you called the wrong number. And that will usually get another 15 or 20 comments from my actual followers who are like, this is hysterical, so funny. So I have these like little one-liners that I will zing at them because I'm like, if you're going to comment on my page, then I'm going to use it just to get more engagement and also to showcase my sense of humor. You can do that. It's not going to result in you getting more bots following you. It won't, because this is all automated. They use advanced software programs. These are fake accounts. They are fake comments. They aren't paying any attention to what your actual content is. So it's not going to penalize you if you interact with one or two of them. It's not going to hurt you to delete all their comments. You know, and sometimes when you do make a post and people can see that, oh, it's got 120 likes, even if they're all bots to begin with. Based on the case studies that we've done with our community inside the Insta Club Hub, we've found that in some cases, in many cases, when those bots just show up and start like, you don't even know why, they just start leaving a bunch of comments under your post immediately after you've made your post, it can actually help engagement and you didn't pay for it, so you're not going to be penalized for it. But the algorithm sees, wow, here's a bunch of accounts that have just suddenly followed. It doesn't yet pick up on the fact that they're fake accounts, so it doesn't necessarily hurt you. If, however, you hate it and you want to eliminate it, what you can do is go into your settings on Instagram, click on the menu options, then select privacy, then tap on the comments option. Under the comments option, you can click on hide inappropriate comments. That may take care of some kind of automatically where you don't have to worry about it. But there's also an option there where you can enter in custom keywords that Instagram will then automatically block those common, quote, offensive words, or maybe they're just even phrases. So, you know, I have some offensive words that I've blocked on my comments. I have those phrases blocked, but you could also block some of the common phrases that you see from those bots. And they usually have to do with wealth, Bitcoin, advisor, money, pocket, wallet, those kinds of words. Just know that if you block those words, it's going to block anyone who might be using those words. So, you know, if that's something people would normally comment, you just have to expect that those comments are going to be hidden or blocked. Now, you can also manually unhide comments. So I will occasionally look at a post and I'll see how many comments has Instagram hid for me. And I will notice it oftentimes, it'll be overly aggressive and it's blocking comments that I would allow. It's one way. It's one extra layer to provide you with some protection against those spammy comments. After you fill in the list of those spam words, then you just click on the little blue check mark at the top right of your screen and just save the changes. Oh, by the way, don't forget that each word, each keyword, you have to separate it by a comma. Here's the bottom line. It's annoying, but it doesn't damage your account. It's not hurting your reach. It's not hurting the algorithm. And it's not going to negatively impact your growth on Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook. So keep that in mind before you spend a ton of time blocking or reporting these bots. They're kind of like mosquitoes. They're annoying. They're not deadly. They make you itch. They give you a little red bump that's kind of annoying. But at the end of the day, it's not that big of a deal. Your time is better spent on other things. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun and then be done. And we are done.
If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to make sure you're subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. We'd love to know. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursday. From Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to follow and subscribe to Shalene's other podcast, The Shalene Show, It's about living your best life, improving all areas like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, ADHD, fitness, self-care, sleep, and so much more. Links to anything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.